spinning around, he powered up his axe. The glowing blade blocked another energy bolt as one of the armed men rounded the stern of the ship. The man turned in surprise as the vessel's thruster jets roared to life. He stumbled away from the ship, gasping and coughing as another burst of plasma exhaust filled the air. Uttering a fierce battle cry, Talon hurled the axe towards him. The glowing blade spun in a circle, streaking towards the armed man. With a loud hum, it tore through the gang member's neck. His body stood rigid for a moment as his head toppled from his shoulders and bounced across the ground. Then the corpse went limp and collapsed to the platform. Talon held out his gloved hand. The spinning plasma axe emitted a high-pitched cry. It changed course in midair, flying back towards him. Reaching back, Talon grinned as he caught the spinning weapon in the gauntlet, plucking it from the air. Another volley of pulse bolts erupted before him, tearing into the platform at his feet. Talon ducked and zigzagged towards his attackers, deflecting some of the glowing bolts with a well-timed swing of his axe. The platform shook again. The hover cart slid across the shifting stone and toppled over the side.
"What in blazes?"
one of the gang members shouted as he struggled to maintain his footing.
"The platform is falling off the—"
Before the thug could finish his sentence, Talon was upon him. He slashed with his fiery axe, and the gang member fell to the ground. Talon whirled around, blocking a sword strike from a nearby enemy. A deafening squawk sounded above him. Talon kicked his attacker in the gut, sending him careening across the platform. Then he dipped under the hovering ship as the battling razor wings crashed to the ground. The massive beasts crushed the gang member beneath their heaving bodies. Their impact sent a fissure rippling through the platform. The stone slab dipped at a steeper angle. The two avian creatures slashed at each other with their wings and claws as they tumbled to the edge of the sloping platform. The ship rose higher into the air. Talon put his fingers to his mouth and whistled. The razor wing he had befriended swung its head around and howled. Raking its claws across the other beast's snout, the animal flapped its wings and took off. A spiderweb of cracks ran across the platform, and the rock beneath the injured animal crumbled away. It uttered a panicked screech as it plummeted down, spinning towards the swirling gas below. Talon struggled to stay on his feet. The scream of torn metal echoed beneath the platform.
"Utu, open the ramp!"
With a loud hum, a panel on the hovering ship lowered, allowing access to the rear cabin. Talon powered down his axe and slid it into his harness. He leapt up, grabbing the edge of the open ramp. As he hung on by his fingertips, more crashes arose from the platform. The shearing force of the collapsing landing pad had weakened the entire rock spire, dislodging stones and boulders from above. He heard a loud clank as falling debris struck the hole above him.
"Utu, get us out of here!"
Glancing over his shoulder, he saw his razor wing swooping right and left, dodging the falling rocks. Grunting with exertion, Talon heaved his body up onto the ramp. Suddenly, he slipped and fell. One of his arms slipped off the ramp as a heavy weight tugged at his legs. He was left dangling by one arm. Looking down, he saw the manic eyes and spiked blue hair of the gang leader glaring back at him. The man's face was a horrid mass of burns and blisters, scalded by the red-hot mist. Screaming an unintelligible curse, he clawed at Talon's breeches, struggling to pull himself up into the ship as the platform collapsed below them. Talon kicked the hanging man in the face.
"Off with you, coward! Join your friends in the haunted stars!"
The man slipped down Talon's leg, but he maintained his white-knuckled grip. Talon felt his fingers slipping from the ramp as the ship drifted further away from the platform. He kicked again, then he threw up his free arm, reaching for the ramp's hydraulic strut as the wind buffeted his swaying body. A loud screech drowned out the wind. He looked down. A dark maw of jagged fangs gaped below the two men. It blotted out the sky in the swirling orange clouds of gas. It was all they could see. Talon tightened his grip on the landing strut. He felt a sudden tug on his legs, then an enormous pressure lifting him up into the air. It was all he could do to maintain his precarious grip, as a shriek of pain cried out from behind him. The razor wing swooped past, carrying the gang leader impaled on his fangs. The creature shook its head back and forth, then tossed the limp carcass into the air. The body plummeted through the clouds.